们这在讲台上实在很需要大家在灵里面的扶持跟鼓励。
We really need the spiritual support and the prayers.
特别是大家的眼睛哈，如果能够专注在讲台上的话，对我们来说是更大的鼓励。
Especially the most encouragement is that we can really focus on God's words.
换句话说，就是你们专心的听。
And if you focus and listen.
好，那么我们今天呢，我要根据上次哈，我们讲到住在基督里。这个葡萄园的比喻哈，讲到它第二部分。
And today we're going to continue from the last lesson and talk about the abiding God's words.
大家记不记得我上次讲的是什么？
And do you still remember what we talked about last time?
住在上帝的什么？
What do we abide in what?
都忘了。
The grapes, the vines.
住在上帝的修剪中。
And abiding God's pruning.
那住在上帝的修剪中有四个部分，对不对？
And there was a four parts, if you still remember.
第一个就是彻底的剪掉。
And it's a very thoroughly pruning.
就是当葡萄成熟之后呢，要让新的枝子发展出来，你要把旧的枝子全部剪掉。
So after the harvest, then we need to prune all those old branches.
那对我们来说就是外表很明显的一些不合神性的东西，上帝要把我们剪除。
So outwardly is the things that our characters, the things that God doesn't like, then it's going to prune.
那第二个葡萄成长出来发枝之后呢，他要把它修剪，把那些不好的软软的剪掉，为了他一个好的枝子能够正确的成长。
When we start having new branches, and God needs to prune some of the ones that are not very healthy.
就说我们内心还有许多的杂念，很多不清洁的东西，神要把它细细的给它修剪掉。
There's a lot of impurity inside of our hearts that God is going to prune.
我们外面要被神修剪，里面也要被神修剪。
Besides outwardly and also inside, that God's going to prune as well.
然后再来，那枝子长成之后呢，它会朝不同的方向乱跑。但是呢，园主呢需要把它导引到一个正确的方向，来结出果子来。
And though sometimes when the branches start to grow, it goes to all different directions. And so the gardener needs to guide the growth in one direction.
那最后呢，最后的一个修剪是把所有的枝子连接在一起，使它有力，能够结更多的，能够承载所有的好的果子。
And lastly is that going to support all the branches together as a unity, so we can bear more fruits.
就是我们教会呢，大家肢体要彼此互相连接在一起，合作在一起，团结就是力量，能够为神结出好的果子来。
So as a church, that we need to unify together.
所以今天呢，我们要进到第二部分，就是要住在上帝的话语当中。
And this second part is abiding in God's words.
那住在上帝的话语当中呢，也能够帮助我们朝结果子的方向走。
And abiding in God's words also, the result will be bearing more fruits.
所以我们一起来读今天的这几节圣经哈。首先是15:5，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
And so we're going to start with John 15:5. I'm the vine, you are the branches.
住在我里面的，我也住在他里面。
It abides in me, and I in him.
这人就多结果子。
The same brings forth much fruit.
因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
For without me, you can't do nothing.
耶稣说，假如你的那个枝子的生命跟葡萄树连接在一起的话呢，它就很自然的会结果子。
It's very natural to connect, the branches connect to the vine. It will bear the fruits.
但是假如枝子离开了这个。葡萄树它就干掉了，它就没有办法做什么。
The branches get disconnected or dry out.
好，第六节，人若不住在我里面
，So if a man abide not in me，
就像枝子丢在外面枯干
，He is cast forth as a branch。
人拾起来扔在火里烧了
，And wither and man gather them and cast them into the fire。
所以枝子的生命不连接在葡萄树上，它自然会干掉，干掉人家就折断丢下去，以后当火给烧了。
So branch got disconnected will be dried out and will be burned.
那下面一节非常重要。你们若住在我里面，我的话也住在你们里面。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you,
凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
那这边提到，假如我们住在上帝话中，明白神的话的话，我们的祈祷也更容易蒙上帝垂听。
So God will listen our prayer when we abide in His word.
好，最后一节。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Here's my Father glorified that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples.
我们都有一个主人。
We all have a master.
给我们生命的主人就是上帝。
And the one who gives the life is our God.
他给我们的生命都有他的用意。
And he gives a purpose.
我们都要向他交账。
And we have one day we have to be accountable to him.
所以当一个人生命跟基督连接在一起的时候，他能够多结果子。
So you were connected with him will bear much fruit.
就像一个葡萄树，枝子跟葡萄枝连在一起的时候，它就自然的可以结果子。
So like a branch is a vine, if it's connected, will automatically bear fruits.
当然，看到我们结出很多果子的时候，他们就把荣耀归给上帝。
So when we bear much fruit, it will give glory to God.
而这种生命的连接呢，也就证明我们是耶稣的门徒。
So that will prove our we're his disciple when we're connected with him.
所以这里我们看到一个非常强烈的对比。
And now we can see a contrast.
就是生命街上。就是一个多结果子的枝子。
If your life is connected, will automatically bear much fruit.
但是离了我，生命没有接上，仍拾起来，仍在火里烧了。
So if your life is disconnected, you will dry up and burn in fire.
我们这边看到上帝的话语带来祝福。
And we know God's words will bring blessing.
上帝的话语也带着警告。
As well, but God's words also bring warning.
上帝的话语也带着警告。
And it bring warning.
所以我们的选择是什么呢？
What will be your choice?
这是很重要的选择。
This is a very important choice.
好，那我们提到让生命多结果子的三个住在。
And there are three things that abide in His word.
上次我们讲到住在上帝的修剪中。
So last time we talked about abiding God's pruning.
那今天我们要讲住在上帝的话语中。
And today we're going to talk about abiding God's word.
那下一次我们要讲住在上帝的爱中。
And next time we're going to talk about abiding God's love.
当我们维持这三样的时候
，When we're abiding those three things,
我们可以多结果子。
We'll bear much fruit.
你会非常的高兴。
You'll be so happy.
上帝也会非常的高兴。
God will be very happy.
你的家人、你的朋友也会替你高兴。
And your family and your friends will be happy for you.
上帝希望我们都活得健健康康、快快乐乐。
And our Lord wants us to live a very healthy life.
好，那我们先来一起祷告。
And let's pray.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father,
谢谢你把最宝贵的话语赏赐给世上的人。
And thank you for giving you a precious word to us.
从你的话语当中。
Through your word.
我们明白人的来龙去脉。
We understand our human, where we come from, where we're going.
我们也知道人类历史最终的走向。
And we will know the direction of our human race.
在你的话语当中。
In your word.
也记载着许多人生的智慧和启示。
And also record a lot of wisdom and revelation.
更重要的是教导我们人如何认识你得救。
And most importantly, how we can know you and be saved.
能够逃避将来的审判。
So we can escape the punishment in the future.
求主你的圣灵现在来到我们当中。
We ask you for the Holy Spirit to be with us today.
亲自做我们的老师。
And teach us, become our teacher.
让我们从你自己话语中的教导。
And through your teaching.
明白阅读。明白你话语的重要
and understand the importance of your word.
我们把这段时间仰望在主大能的手中。
So we give this time to you.
求主对每一个人自己来说话。
Please speak to every one of us.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，上帝的话语哈，上帝的话语是什么呢
？So what are God's word?
上帝的话语就是来自上帝的启示。
It's His revelation to us.
他启示什么呢
？What does He reveal to us?
他把永恒的真理启示我们。
He gives the eternal truth.
我非常喜欢这幅图画。
I really like this picture.
因为从神的话语当中，你看到这个火光啊
，And through His word, you see this. There's a fire. There's a light.
这个火光就代表它照亮我们的人生。
And that means that it's going to lighten our life.
这火光也代表有那个生命力。
And it's talked about there's energy, there's a life.
然后它这个火光也代表有人生的热情。
And also talk about there's a passion.
生命的热情哈，今天很多人生活就是迷迷茫茫。
And very often we just go with the flow.
没有方向。
And we have no direction.
有的人甚至活在非常黑暗的境况。
And we're living in a darkness.
非常破碎的境况。
And brokenness.
但是上帝的话语。
But His word.
可以给我们得到新生的生命
，and He gives us the life，
而且更把生命的热情
，and gives the passion。
我把圣经称作天下第一奇书
，and Bible actually is the world's most wonderful book。
你们读金庸的小说，有人是天下第一奇刀哈。
And you, if you read the Kung Fu book, Jin Yong, is that right? That the first number one sword,
like 好像天下第一奇剑哈
，or sword, yeah，
或天下第一奇掌。
Or your palm, the.
那这些东西都会过去的哈。
And all those things will pass.
而且这些都是强调人的努力哈。
And those things that will talk about men's effort.
但是圣经是天下第一奇书啊。
But the Bible is the most wonderful book, number one.
靠它告诉我们，上帝的话啊不会过去。
And God's word will never pass.
说天地都要过去。
And the heaven and earth will shall pass.
但是我的话语安定在天。
But my words is always forever last.
然后我的话语不会过去。
My word will never pass.
那为什么圣经是天下第一奇书呢？
Why is the Bible the number one book?
你知道圣经到目前为止还是全球最畅销的那本书。
And we know the Bible is still the most popular and number one selling book.
它也是全球被翻译最多语文的一本书。
And has translated the most languages.
也是全球被人读的最多的一本书。
And it's been most read book.
非常奇妙的是。
The most amazing thing.
你的手中都有这本书。
And in your hand, you have that book.
你不需要躲在深山里二十年。
You don't have to hide in the mountain for 20 years.
你也不要去苦读寒窗十年。
And you don't have to study so hard for 10 years.
这本书就在你的手里。
But this book is in your palm.
回头想想，这是不是上帝的恩典？
Isn't that God's amazing grace?
那圣经为什么又是奇书呢？
And why the God's book is so wonderful?
因为他把我们人最想问的问题的答案都告诉我们。
He has answered in his word.
他不但讲到人的好。
Besides, he talked about the goodness in man.
他也讲到人的坏。
He also talked about the sinful nature of man.
他不但讲到上帝的祝福。
And he talked about the God's blessing.
就像我刚刚讲，他也讲到上帝的警告。
But he also talked about God's warning.
他不但告诉我们人从哪里来。
And he's talked about where we're coming from.
他也告诉我们人最终的结局是什么。
Also talked about where we're going.
他里面有律法。
And there's a law.
有历史。
And there's a history.
有先知的警告和预言。
And there's the prophet's warning.
还有智慧的表述。
And there's a wisdom.
还有很精彩的宫廷的争斗。
And there's a very exciting 争斗 like fighting?
The palace.
Palace
struggles,
palace struggles. Okay.
还有呢，爱情故事。
And there's a love story.
但是对我们来说最重要的一件事情。
The most important thing in the Bible.
就是人如何跟神恢复好的关系。
How we reconcile from man with man and God.
人如何借着耶稣基督的救恩得到生命。
And through the Jesus' salvation, so we can receive life.
人如何可以不受将来上帝的审判。
So we will not be punished the eternal punishment.
他也告诉我们，耶稣升天之后。
After Jesus' resurrection,
上帝继续借着他所设立的教会来传扬这个福音
and continue use the church to evangelize.
这就是为什么你们今天还继续坐在教会里面
and that's why we're still sitting here in the church.
因为救恩是人生整个的过程
and because the salvation is the life process.
所以我们继续来明白救恩的道理
we'll continue to understand the salvation.
来更多明白上帝的话语
and understand His word.
那今天我们的主题就是。要住在上帝的话语。
And today the main message is abiding God's word.
我们刚刚读到的四节经文。
And we read four verses.
我可以把它分成三个主题。
So I'm going to give you the three main points.
第一，住在上帝的话语中，使生命不枯干。
So you will abide in His word that life does not run dry.
第二，住在话语的当上帝的话语当中，祷告蒙垂听。
And then our prayer will be heard.
第三，住在话语的当中，能够帮助我们多结果子。
And then able to bear much fruit.
好，第一点哈，上帝的话语为什么使我们不枯干呢
？And why is God's words that will never dry out?
我想跟大家分享，首先就是上帝的话语到底像什么
？And so why is God's word like?
第一哈，上帝的话语是一把利剑。
And God's word is like a sharp sword.
比这个天下第一剑还要厉害。
And so it would be better than the number one sword play.
他说好，连我们心中的思念跟主意都能辨明。
And can they really discern our thoughts?
也是圣灵使用的一把剑，来在我们心里面来运作。
And so God's using the words, and it's almost like a sword, and can work in our heart.
我跟大家分享一个例子哈。
I want to give you one example.
你知道我在教会，我信主大概已经四十多年了。
I have been a Christian for more than 40 years.
那在教会成长这么长一段时间。
And when I grow in church for so many years.
慢慢就会树立某种属灵的标准。
And so I have some kind of set some kind of spiritual standards.
而且老会想要找到一些属灵的超级英雄啊。
And so I would like to look for the superhero, spiritual superheroes.
好，但是明明知道世界上没有十全十美的人。
And we know there's no one's perfect.
但是总是眼睛盯着哪些人，哎呀，这个人好好，好好的基督徒，那个人是好好的基督徒。
And so it's very easy for me to fixate on this person's super spiritual hero.
但是当你有这样的期望的时候呢，你同样有失望。
When you have this expectation, very often you also get disappointed.
所以听到某一个人说，哎呀，那个人犯什么错，那个人做了什么不好的事情，那个人跌倒了，哎呦。马上好失望
and I get very disappointed when I hear people this person fall or did something wrong.
所以在我成长基督徒在这么许许多年间啊
So through all those years when I was growing up in a church,
我对某些人有期望。
And when I set some expectation for certain people,
但是必然有。
So what happened is,
必然有失望。
Then I usually have a lot of disappointment.
所以就这样起起伏伏好几次。
So very often you can see my spiritual life go up and down.
那有一天哈，当我听到近期被我看好的一个基督徒哈。
And one day when I see there's another Christians that was really have a lot of expectation.
我听到他一些负面的消息。
Well, I received some negative news about her.
所以一如往常，这个失望的浪潮就这样又打到我身上。
So this disappointment is like a wave, it just really knocked me down.
但是这时候非常奇妙的一件事情发生了。
And there's a very wonderful thing happened.
在我脑耳朵旁边清楚地闪过一句话。
And there's God's word just went through my mind.
他说你要定睛在为你信心创始成终的耶稣基督身上。
You really need to focus on the one who is the creator of Jesus Christ.
你知道，就在那个时刻，这句话来到我的脑海里面。
And when this came to my head,
马上解开了我过去这种对人的这个期望、失望这个浪潮、这个纠结。
It seems like a key is open the door of the when I go through this phase of up and down.
就在那一刻。
At that moment.
我明白了一件事情。
I understood one thing.
就是上帝从来没有设立任何一个人做我们永远的榜样。
And God have never set one person to be an example for us.
因为裴牧师没有替我死哈。
And Pastor Ray did not die for me.
我不是靠他得救。
I'm not through him I become saved.
裴牧师也不是我最终信仰的一个要学习的标杆。
And he's not the one is the goal for spiritual growth.
Anderson 也不是 ，Jackson 也不是 ，Bianca 也不是。
Nobody here should be my model.
上帝的心意是。
God's heart is.
所有相信耶稣基督的人。
All the everyone who believe in Jesus Christ.
上帝要磨成我们像耶稣基督的形象。
He want to mold us just to be like Him.
好，神所救赎的人。
Or everybody who receive the salvation.
他是他们称义。
So we will have a righteousness.
是他们成圣。
And so we'll be going to the sanctification.
要磨成他儿子的样式。
We'll mold just like His Son.
所以从那一刻时候开始，哎呀，我这个整个人解放了。
And so from that moment, I feel like I really released.
真的是解放了。
And totally relieved.
所以我的眼睛不再盯着某个基督徒瞧了。
I no longer focus on Christians.
我开始盯着耶稣瞧。
I focus on Jesus Christ.
我开始向耶稣瞧的时候，我就发觉，哎呀，我这里面还有好多好多的东西要被神修剪。
And when I start looking, focus on Jesus Christ, and I notice there's so many things that need to be pruned.
假如我跟我自己老公比的话
，If I compare to my husband,
我会觉得，哎，我还不错。
And sometimes I might not be too bad.
假如我跟 Jackson 比的话
，So sometimes I compare with Jackson.
我觉得我可能比他好。
And maybe I'm being a little better than him.
但是我跟耶稣比的时候
，If I compare Jesus Christ,
当我把耶稣摆在我面前的时候
，If I Jesus Christ in front of me.
每个人都会觉得说我怎么还这么差。
I will always say, wow, there's so many areas that I really need to work on.
我只在缺少耶稣的舍己。舍己。
I lack the sacrifice from Jesus Christ.
我缺少耶稣的谦卑跟顺服。
I do not have the humility like Jesus.
我也缺少耶稣那个爱神爱人的迫切。
I don't have the one that there's a urge to love God and love people.
所以当我把耶稣摆在我面前的时候，我发觉哇，我还有好多可以成长的地方。
And when so I focus on Jesus, I notice that there's so many areas I can grow.
很多人失去了救恩的喜乐哈，在成长过程当中。
And very often during the process, people lose the joy.
The joy of salvation.
Joys of salvation.
但是当我们把耶稣摆在面前的时候
But if we put Jesus in front of us,
那个救恩的喜乐又回来了
The joy of salvation will come back.
你可以试试看
And try it.
自从我这样看的时候，就是真的，我真的被解放了
And so I'm totally relieved when I see that.
很多人常常问我说，耶稣是这么大能的救主，为什么他没有改变这么糟糕的基督徒呢
And there are people very often ask one question: If he is a wonderful Savior, how come he did not?Change people.
那时候我只能跟他说：“哦，你不要看向人看，你要向上帝看。”
And you are very often we say, "Do not focus on people, focus on God."
那现在我知道怎么更好的回答。
And now I know how to answer more better.
我会跟他说：“好，我说基督徒犯了很大的错误，就是我们彼此观看。”
And a Christian very often make one mistake is we like to look at each other.
而且只向人看齐。
And very often we like to compare with people.
所以基督徒很多的生命没有真正被基督摸着。
And very often Christians, their life has not been really touched by God.
这就是我们的问题。
And this is our problem.
所以你知道那个时候圣灵知道我的里面的心思意念哦。
When God knows how I was thinking at the time.
他就闪过从我心里面闪过这一句我曾经读过的话。
So he gave me that phrase.
来解决我的问题。
And to solve my problem.
那另外一个很有意思的例子哈。
And another example.
就是裴牧师的例子。
I want to use it as a Pastor Ray's example.
在1979年。
1979,
那个冬天
that winter,
他忽然接到个电话
he received a phone call,
就他妈妈打来的
and was it from his mother.
他说你的爸爸因为心脏病哈过世了
and so your father passed away because of the heart attack.
那时候他还在读神学院
and he was still studying in seminary.
他听到这个消息整个人几乎瘫痪了
and he was almost paralyzed when he received the bad news.
就在这个电话接到之前的两个礼拜
and two weeks before this bad news,
他很担心父亲到底有没有真正的认识耶稣。
And he was really worried about his dad's salvation.
因为他父亲从小带他们去路德会。
And his dad used to take them to a Lutheran church.
他爸爸自己也是路德会里面的一个执事。
And his dad was actually a deacon of a Lutheran church.
但是在路德会里面呢，他们从来不说明救恩的这个信息。
But in that church, they don't talk about the salvation.
所以他很担心爸爸到底是不是一个得救的人。
So he was worried about the salvation of his dad.
所以就在两周前，他就写下救恩的这个途径哈，寄给爸爸。
So two weeks prior, that he write down the ways of the salvation.
所以当他听到这个消息的时候，他整个人非常难过，也非常的有点惊惧。
And he was really panicked and very very sad at that time.
所以他那时候就想去找一个同学来祷告。
So he asked his classmate to pray with him.
但是那个时候他找不到一个同学。
So he couldn't find anybody to pray with him.
他就到神学院的祷告室里去祷告。
So he went to the prayer room.
躺在地下。
And he laying down.
大哭啊。
And he was really sobbing.
为他爸爸的情况在里面大哭。
And he was really sobbing for his dad's condition.
那这个时候忽然有一句话就浮现在他的脑筋。
And all of a sudden there was one God's words.Goes through his mind.
是来自《使徒行传》十六章十四节。
And Acts chapter 16 and 14.
他也不知道为什么这句话就这样突然闪过他的脑筋。
He have no idea why the word just goes through his mind.
那节经文说，吕迪亚 ，Lydia，
他
听见了。
When she heard,
就主就开导他的心。
And God opened her heart.
叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。
And to focus on what Paul was preaching.
他那个时候就不晓得为什么忽然之间哈圣灵给他想起这一句话来。
And so God's really helped him to remember that verse.
结果他那个回去替爸爸主持丧礼。
So when they have the memorial service,
他回家就问妈妈。
He asked his mom.
说爸爸有没有收到那封信
？And did Dad receive my letter?
他妈说有。
And that, my mom said yes.
就从一个抽屉里面打。
And open the drawer.
把那封信拿出来给他看。
And took the letter out and show him.
说你爸爸读了。
And your dad read your letter.
结果这时候圣经那句话开始 make sense.
And so 那句话
就是 that verse from the Bible makes sense to him that time.
Yeah, so the verse actually really makes sense at that time.
因为你知道裴牧师的 middle name.
Pastor Ray's middle name.
你们知道是什么
？Do you know what it was?
Raymond Paul Petzl.
Raymond Paul.
His middle name is Paul.
And middle name was Paul.
所以吕迪亚，上帝打开他的心。
And so Lydia opened his heart.
叫他留心听保罗所说的话。
Pay attention to what Paul says.
所以他把这个跟他爸爸连在一起。
So that he put two and two together.
就是上帝打开他爸爸的心。
And God has opened his father's heart.
听了保罗对他说的话。
To listen what Paul said to him.
所以他心里。平安。
So he feel peace in his heart.
所以在替爸爸主持丧礼的时候
，and during the memorial service,
他可以掩住他的眼泪
，and he can stop his tears.
而且跟妈妈说
，and he said to his mom,
有一天爸爸要从坟墓里穿过这个树到天上去
，and one day the God will rise from the grave and to heaven.
所以圣灵知道我们的心思意念
，and the Holy Spirit knows our heart.
他会在适时的后把我们知道的话拿出来来攻击我们。
And right at right a moment, his word will help us.
好，那第二呢？圣灵，上帝的话是什么？圣经说，上帝是火，是大锤。
And God's word is like a fire, like a hammer.
它可以打碎我们刚硬的心。
He can break our very hard heart.
它也可以燃烧起我们冰冷的那个刚硬的心。
And he is also fire the cold heart.
我在这边跟大家讲一个小小的例子。
I'm going to give you one example.
我刚刚在主日学提到，我结婚的头两年跟我先生磨合好非常的困难。
And so the first 2 years when we were married and I met Pastor Ray, it was very difficult the first 2 years.
因为我是
黑木说对他来讲很容易，对他来讲很困难。
所以对我来说就更困难。
So it was more difficult for me.
因为他觉得很容易。
Because he thought it was easy.
那我的成长一向非常独立的。
And when I was growing up, I was extremely independent.
我从小长大，我们家六个兄弟姐妹。
And there's six brothers and sisters.
五个都被爸爸妈妈打过。
And there's five siblings where my parents are really spanked them.
唯独我没有被打过。
I was the one, only one never got spanked.
你就知道我是一个多么听话的乖小孩。
So I'm almost as perfect as possible.
那这个也养成我多么的骄傲，多么的这个自信。
So I was very confident and also very prideful.
所以当我跟我先生结婚的时候呢
？So when we got married,
我心里常常有一个意念哈。
And there's a very one thought,
就是我为什么要听他的
？Why should I listen to you?
我为什么要听他的
？Why should I listen to you？
我说我跟他是平等的。
So we are equal。
好，所以我有的时候对他就是我那个心非常的刚硬哈。
So my heart is really just like a rock, very hard。
因为我觉得我里面真的太强了。
Because inside is very strong。
那个 Lina 说我是外柔内刚的一个人。
And Lina was saying that outside I look gentle, but inside is very hard。
就我们还在住在神学院的时候，那个时候。
So we're still living in the seminary dorm。
有一次我们去参加一个晚崇拜。
And one night we went to an evening service.
那么讲到的是我们神学院的一个同学。
And so the person who was sharing was the classmate of ours.
然后他从哥林多前书就讲这个夫妻的关系。
And talk about the couple's relationship in from Corinthians.
哎呀，那次听了之后，他一面讲我就一面哭哦。
And he was preaching, I was crying.
我就觉得心里就是我对我丈夫不好，我对我丈夫不好。
I keep saying I was not treating my husband right.
好，我心里就一直很难过，说圣灵哈就是好像打碎我那钢琴，就说我对我丈夫不好，我对我丈夫。
Holy Spirit uses the words almost like a broke the inside my heart that I'm not good in not treating my husband well.
那有一次呢，我跟他吵架。
And one time we had another fight.
我就不理他。
So I decided not to talk to him.
我就躺在床上不跟他讲话。
So I refused to talk to him.
但是他非常好。
But he was very good.
他说 Annie.
He said Annie.
我不知道你在想什么，你在讲你是难过什么。
I'm not sure what you're thinking or what you're sad about.
但是我要告诉你。
But one thing I want to tell you.
他说我永远对你委身。
I will commit to you the rest of my life.
我永远爱你。
I love you forever.
所以从他讲的那句话之后呢
？After he said that,
我的心里就被这个被融化了。
So my heart was melted.
我就对他不再那么刚硬了。
So no longer I've been very tough.And
so I don't know what you think that the hard thing is going to go over.
So I don't know what's inside that you are struggling like a hard rock.
神的话真的会打碎我们的刚硬，打碎我们这个冰冷。
But God's word is like a hammer can break and the rock were inside our hearts.
我们神学院的一个院长就是刘富里牧师。
And the president of our seminary school, 刘富里 pastor.
他常常问一些处不来的弟兄姐妹们一句话。
So very often he will ask the student one word, the people who don't get along.
他说你愿意为了耶稣的流血，耶稣为了舍身。
And you are willing to commit your life to Jesus.
你愿意为了他为你的流血放弃你的意见吗？
And are you willing to put down your own ideas and for Jesus?
好，那神的话又是什么？是种子哈。
And the God's word is like a seed.
就是生命的种子。
It's a seed of life.
好，救恩的种子。
And the word of life.
那上帝话也是粮食。
And the word is like a food.
它给我们成长的养分。
And give a nutrient.
那上帝的话也是镜子。
And God's word is like a mirror.
A mirror 哈，它反照我们的本相。
Can reflect our natural face.
上次我们上礼拜天我们吃饭的时候呢，曹宏讲了一个好好听的故事哦。
And last Sunday when we had a fellowship lunch, 曹宏 shared a very good story.
那我们这座人听到了哈。
And when we heard.
那其他人不知道。
And so nobody heard it.
你要不要再讲一次？
曹宏 ，Do you want?
Philip, 你讲了 Philip 的事情，说你怎么不要玩这个
？Oh, Philip, remember you share about Philip's
okay. 我记得了。他说哈 ，Philip 去参加一个退休会啊。
So when Philip went to a retreat,
他说牧师讲到说我们不能做宅男啊。
And so the pastor said we should not be the homebody,
就是玩电脑啊，看手机啊，
stay home and just you know to play computer and
他说回来就跟妈妈讲。
So he came home and said to Cao Hong, his mom.
曹红说 Philip 在家就是常做这种事情。
But then Cao Hong said Philip is doing that at home all the time.
那他回来跟妈妈说。
But then Philip said to his mom.
说牧师在退休会跟我们讲这些。
And but the pastor said this to us in the retreat.
他说妈妈，你应该少看微信。
So he said to his mom, you should read the WeChat much less.
他没想到自己，他想到妈妈哈。
So he did not reflect himself. He think about his mom.
那上次我讲到这个修剪的这个道理的时候
，And last time we talked about the pruning process.
刚好我们 LA 来的这个夫妻哈也来这边。
And so there was a couple from LA came to church.
那两个礼拜回来之后呢
？After 2 weeks,
我带他们去走那个 Bob Jones Trail.
So we took them to Bob Jones Trail.
我就问他们说：“哎，你上次听我讲这个住在上帝实验中，你有什么感想啊？”
And what were you thinking after you listened to the message?
我是想听听说上帝到底在修剪你里面的什么事
情。So I want him to respond that what God's pruning your life.
怎么让你成长哈？
How can help you to grow?
这个太太马上说啊。
And the wife immediately said.
她说：“我真高兴你讲了那篇道理。
”I'm so glad you give that message that day.
我的丈夫啊。
My husband.
他就是不减数。
And he does not prune the tree.
我们家的果子就是长不好。
And our same thing, our home too.
他说我们家的果子就是长不好。
Our fruit tree does not grow very well.
哎，我一听，哦哦，完了。
And so immediately I said, oh oh.
我就讲不下去了。
So I couldn't continue.
所以不管从十一岁的或十二岁的小孩哦
，from 11 or 12 years old，
或者到六十五岁年纪的人啦
，or even 65 years old。
我们常听到是替别人听啊。
And very often we receive messages, always the message for other people.
我们看圣经也想到别人的错。
So when we read Bible, we think about other people's issues.
我们实在要看自己。
We need to reflect ourselves.
先看自己哈。
To reflect ourselves first.
耶稣也说，你不要看到别人眼中的刺啊。
And do not see people's the thorn.
没有看到自己眼中的梁木啊。
And so there's a spike in our eyes.
所以圣经反照我们自己。
And the God's words reflect our natural self.
那圣经上什么也是灯也是光
，and God's word is like a light and a lamp.
它照亮我们的人生
，and He's lighting our path and our life.
也引导我们的脚步哈
，and guide our path.
我跟大家分享一个小小的例子
，and another example I want to share.
我曾经参加那个 Bible Study Fellowship International 五年的时间。
I joined the International Bible Study Group for 5 years.
那有一次呢，我们是读立位记。
And one time we were studying Deuteronomy.
Leviticus.
Leviticus. Sorry.
那个就强调说，上帝要祭司怎么样把这个祭物洗得干干净净啊。
Was teaching the priests how we need to clean all the offerings.
怎么做事情要很有顺序、有步骤的。
Everything has a very good process.
所以神创造整个宇宙都是很有秩序的。
And God created the universe with there's a order.
所以对他献祭的事情也是非常有秩序、非常清清楚楚的。
Everything we offer to God is there's a order and have to have a details and follow the process.
然后要干干净净的哈。
And have to be very clean.
所以上帝非常重视细节。
And God really cares about the details.
所以听了他那篇讲道之后呢
，After I listened to that passage，
我就回想我先生给我的一支唠叨啊。
So I remember what my husband like to nag about。
那时候我们从Moreno Valley 搬到了 Arcadia。
So when we're moving one place to Arcadia，
那我们在 Moreno Valley 有两个这个一个客厅一个 family room。
And from the previous home we have a living room and family room。
所以我们两套沙发。
We have a two set of sofa。
但是我们搬到 Arcadia 之后呢
？And when we moved to Arcadia，
我们没有 family room。
So we lost our family room。
我们只有一个 living room。
And we only have a living room。
所以两套沙发搬来太挤了。
So the two set of sofa become too crowded。
我先生就说你要把一套沙发给解决掉。
So my husband said you need to get rid of one set of sofa。
但是那个沙发呢，就是有一套我非常喜欢的。
And but that one set of sofa I really really like。
它是一个乳白的颜色。
And it's like a navy a beige。Beige color.
然后他那个 pillow 哈，他那个枕头呢，靠枕呢
，and the pillow
上面的印花是我最喜欢的花。
Embroidery, right? Is my favorite kind.
就是春天一开头的时候那个木兰花，你们不晓你们晓不晓得
？It's also like a spring flowers.
是 magnolia 哈，叫木兰花。它是那个 print 就是白色的，加上那个叶子非常漂亮。
And the print is white, and also the leaf is beautiful.
我就很舍不得把那个沙发解决掉。
So I did not want to give that away.
但是听到利未记的讲解之后
，So when I listened to Leviticus,
在我心里那个拦阻就拿去了。
So the God removed my
the hindrance,
yeah.
因为我们家也需要干干净净、整整齐齐。
So our home need to be clean and in order.
就把那个 sofa 送给人了。
So I give that set of sofa to somebody else.
所以上帝引导我，就是在人生的、在生活的处理方面，他也给我一些看见。
So His words also guide me and to as a light.
好。那我想这个大姐她有点，那上帝的话也像什么？上帝的话像雨水。
And God's words are like a rain.
好，它持续滋润我们的灵魂。
Continue moist our soul.
当你很有意思，就我女儿小的时候不懂银行怎么运作。
So when my daughter was young, she did not understand how the process of the bank.
她说：“妈妈，你要钱的话就到银行去拿嘛。”
So she said, "If you need money, just go to the bank."
啊，我想我们当时可能很多小孩也会这样子，还以为银行有钱你就可以去拿。
So a lot of children would think that just go to the bank to get money for free.
我说我没有账户，里面没有钱就不能拿哦。
We have an account, so we have to. If without money, we cannot withdraw money.
那我们的属灵的生活也是这样子。
And our spiritual life is like that as well.
圣经上说，上帝雨水有时候像积雪在山头。
And sometimes the talk about the God's words like a snow on the mountain.
当天我们像加州很缺水，但是假如说山上有冰水的话呢，天气热融化的话，水就可以滋润我们了。
And California is like a water, but however, if there's ice on the mountain, and then when it start melting, it will come down.
那当我们心里面积存了上帝的话语的时候
，So our heart that is accumulate God's word.
当我们人生在一个紧迫或是一个穷乏的状态的时候呢？
We're in a very poor, or maybe in special needs situation.
这些储存的积雪哈，这个神的话语就会融化下来，浇灌我们的心。
And those deposits of God's word will start helping us.
那对我来说，就是好像我们在银行的存款跟取款一样。
So it's like a deposit and a withdrawal.
你心里有存了多少神的话
？How much words is depositing your heart?
你就可以提多少话
？And so you can withdraw how many God's words.
圣灵就可以从你积存的话语当中提出你需要的话来帮助。
And Holy Spirit can use the words that deposit in your heart to help you.
这就是圣灵的宝剑哈。
And this is God's sharp sword.
我再分享一个经历哈。
And one more example.
就是当我在2011年7月份要做干细胞移植的时候。
And when 2011, when I have a myeloma, at the time I need to receive the stem cell transplant.
那时候是我生命最低落的时刻。
And that was my lowest point in my life.
整个人非常的 depressed.
I was very depressed.
那有一天我就是大哭。
And one day I was just sobbing.
我先生没有办法安慰我。
My husband could not comfort me.
我觉得我怎么这么可悲哦。
I was like really pitiful myself.
然后那体重只有100磅。
And then my weight dropped to 100 pounds.
我怎么面对要还将来这个不可知的这个干细胞移植
？And how I'm going to face an unknown consequence of a stem cell transplant?
就在我为自己自爱、自怜、自怨的时候。
So I was self pity and complaining.
有一句话又这样浮上来哈。
And there was one word came to me.
就是他多经痛苦，饱受忧患。
And so goes through a lot of suffering and sorrow.
他没有家型美容，使我们羡慕。
There's no good beauty in him.
这就是讲的耶稣哈，他耶稣饱经痛苦，多受忧患。
And talk about Jesus, he has gone through the sorrow.
哎，他也没有很美好的面容让人家羡慕他。
He did not have anything that for people to envy him.
所以就在我那个哭得不可开交的时候
And at the time I was crying so hard
这句话浮上来
And those words came to me
哎，我马上就把眼泪给停掉了
Immediately my tears stopped
我这个存款在我需要的时候呢被我提出来用上了
And God's words like a deposit was immediately able to help me at the time when I needed it
所以我很希望大家有机会就把圣经给背下来
So I really hope that we can remember God's words try to memorize them
如果没有办法背呢你也熟读它
So if you cannot memorize them but try to study them so you're familiar with the words
很奇妙的在你有问题有需要的时候呢那一个引导的方针就来了
It's amazing that when we need it then the God's word will come
那上帝话又像什么呢？比金子更宝贵，比蜜更甘甜。
And what's God's word is like better than gold and sweeter than honey.
我可以跟大家再讲一个例子。
Another example.
他为什么在那个时候比金子更宝贵，比蜜更甘甜
？And how why the God's word is better than gold and sweeter than honey?
也就是在我七月份要做干细胞移植之前。
So right before I was going through the stem cell transplant.
我不断地听圣经
I was listening to God's words
然后听到以赛亚说53章第10节
So I was listening to Isaiah chapter 53
然后那个第十节就这样跳出来
And the verse 10 came to me
他说他必看见后裔
And he will see his descendant
并且延长年日。
And will extend your years.
耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。
And whatever he does, then he will
God will prosper in his hands. 哎，我就觉得这就好像是对我讲的。
I feel like God was speaking to me at the time.
好像在我最低潮的时候。
When I was in the lowest point.
他给我看到一个应许。
He gave me a promise.
说我会看到我的后裔。
I will see my descendant.
我的日子会延长。
And my life will be extended.
然后上帝所喜悦的事呢，会在我手中亨通。
Everything that God enjoy will see the I will prosper.
我2011年。
2011,
在最低层的时候,
when I was in the lowest point,
我怎么看得到我将来是怎么样?
How could I see what's going to happen in my future?
但是在2017年六年之间,
and in 6 years,
我有四个孙儿孙女单身。
Was the last 6 years I had 4 grandchildren were born.
假如我不坚持下去的话,
if I did not persist,
我怎么看得到这四个可爱的小孩?
How could I see that I will have a wonderful 4 grandchildren?
然后我现在多活了六年。
So I have, my life has extended for another 6 years.
然后这个最近的检验报告都正常。
All my tests has been normal.
所以我想我可能会多活，再多活很多年哈。
So I think my life will be extended for more years.
然后我又期望说神要我做的事呢，我会把它好好的去做。
Whatever God entrusts me, I will try to do my best.
所以上帝的话哈，使生命不枯干。
So God's word will not let our life dry.
好，上帝的话具有生命的穿透力。
And His word has a way of a penetrating.
它破开我们的内心。
Is able to open our heart, pierce our heart.
上帝的话也具有生命力，哈，叫人得生。
And can give a life.
上帝的话有滋养力，它叫人成长，叫人改变。
And have a way to nurture us and let us to grow and change.
啊，上帝的话具有燃烧力和震撼力。
And has a burning effect and also have an impact.
它可以打碎上帝所不喜悦的。
And can break the things that he doesn't like.
它可以温暖我们对生命的热情。
Hence, he will warm up, give us the compassion.
而且上帝的话有具有最高的价值。
And has almost value.
在我最痛苦的时候。
When I was in a most difficult time.
金子对我没用。
And gold did not, wasn't able to help me.
糖食我更不敢吃。
And food, I couldn't even eat anything sweet.
我最需要的是什么？需要希望。
And the things I need the most was the hope.
所以上帝的应许就给了我希望。
And God's promise gave me the hope.
所以希望大家天天吃。
So I really want to you to eat His words every day.
多多吃。
And eat a lot.
不但吃了，还要把它咬下去，背下来。
And besides, you eat it and you digest it and memorize it.
那关于这点呢，我给大家另外一个勉励。
And I want to encourage you.
诗篇九十一篇一节说，住在至高者隐秘处的必住在全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Almighty.
住在至高者隐秘处就是跟上帝有灵里面的相交。
And who dwells in the secret place of the Most High means that we have that connection with our God.
当我们跟上帝有这个很密切的灵里的相交的时候呢，我们就会住在他全能者的翅膀底下。
So when we have this such intimate relationship with him, we will abide under the shadow of Almighty.
那上帝真有翅膀吗？
Does God really have a wings?
上帝没有翅膀。
No, he does not have wings.
他只是拟人化的一种描写。
And just some kind of description.
但是他的意思就像这个母鸡覆盖小鸡一样。
It's like a rooster want to cover all his her children.
你看这幅图画，这个母鸡，哎呦，它把它的翅膀打开，是不是小鸡就躲在它的翅膀下面
？You see this rooster spread her wings and to cover to protect her children.
所以住在全能者的荫下的意思。
And so what does that mean? To dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
就是有上帝的保护。
And with his protection.
有上帝的照顾。
And for his care.
有上帝的爱惜。
And there's a love.
有上帝跟你很好的关系。
And there's a great relationship with him.
那另外这三节我也非常喜欢哈，诗篇三十六篇第七节，神啊，你的慈爱何其宝贵。
How precious is your loving kindness, O God?
这个慈爱讲的也就是那个 hesed 那个立约的爱。
And so it's talk about is that covenant, the love.
这跟我们短暂的会消灭的爱不一样的。
And this is different than the temporary love.
他的慈爱讲的是一个永远的爱。
And talk about his love is forever.
所以这永远的爱是何等的宝贵。
And this is how precious love is.
所以世人投靠在你翅膀的荫下。
So therefore the children of men put your trust under the shadow of your wings.
他们必因你殿里的肥甘得以饱足。
And they were abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house.
殿里的肥甘是什么呢？
What is the fullness of your house?
以前以色列去献祭的时候
，and before the Jewish when they make an offering，
当祭物献完的时候
，after the offering，
这个肉大家就分了吃了
，and they can they share the all the meat they offer。
所以店里有很多的肥肝哈，他们可以享受。
So there was a lot of the food that.
但是我们的店里的肥肝是什么呢
？So what is the ours？
就是上帝丰丰富富的话语。
Is His abundant word。
你们要从上帝话语当中得到饱足。
So we have the satisfaction from His word.
他也必叫你们，他必叫你们喝你乐喝的水。
So again, drink from the river of your pleasures.
这个河是永生的河。
And this river is an eternal river.
有首歌叫生命的河，喜乐的河。
It's like a 生命的河 ，river of life and the joy
of
joy. Yeah, river of joy.
流到永永远远。
And to flow forever.
因为在你那里有生命的源头。
For you is the fountain of life.
在你的光中，我们必得见光。
In your light, we will see light.
你愿意住在上帝的话语当中吗
？Are you willing to dwell in His hidden place?
与基督生命连接的灵修生活好是非常重要的。
It's very important to connect within your life.
这样你可以经历上帝的保护。
So you will receive His protection.
他的照顾。
His care.
他的引导。
And His guidance,
他的爱惜
and His love,
还有跟他爱的关系
and the love relationship.
下面我很非常快讲一下基督与上帝话语的关系
I want to talk about what's of Christ and God's word.
我们说住在神的话语中，就是说你们住在我里面，就是住在上帝的话语当中。
So if you abide in me, it's abide in God's word.
那圣经告诉我们，基督就是上帝的话语
and Christ is the word of God.
他就是太初的话语，太初有道的一个道
He is the word at the beginning.
那基督也是上帝永存的永活的道
And Christ is the God's living word
好从创世纪一章上帝创造是什么凭着他的话语来创造
From Genesis from very beginning is say, When he say yeah, there's a word Then there God's word from beginning
然后在最后启示录
Until Revelation
19章才说耶稣他的名称为神之道
And so he says his word is life
有利剑从他口中出来，圣洁。
There's a sharp sword coming from his mouth.
所以从起初他是道。
From very beginning his word.
从最后他也是道。
And to the end his word.
耶稣说：“你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生。”
And when you search the scripture from in them, you think there is eternal life.
但是你们却不肯到我这里来得生命。
But very often you do not want to come to receive eternal life.
所以当我们读圣经的时候
，When we read the Bible,
我们要从基督的话语、基督的人生的见证当中得到那个生命。
So we need to receive the life from His testimony and His word.
好，全本圣经都为基督做见证。
The whole Bible testifies our Christ.
而新约跟旧约的主角也都是基督。
And the focus from the Old and New Testament is the focus on Christ.
所以基督是上帝在末世对人的启示。
So God is the revelation to the end time.
那住在上帝的话语中呢，我们就更认识基督。
Abiding God's word is to know Christ more.
我们住在基督里，学习耶稣的样式。
So we be more like Jesus.
我们就更实践上帝的话语。
We can fulfill his word.
因为基督就是道的化身。
He is the word.
好。这是第一点哈，我们要住在神的话语。神的话语是什么？神的话语是我们生命不枯干。
So will not let us dry our life. Will not dry up.
那第二呢？神的话语跟祈祷蒙垂听的关系。
And God's word and prayer being heard.
说你们如果住在我的里面，我的话也住在你的里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it should be done for you.
然后约翰一书也是同样的，约翰写的，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。
If we have a confidence that we have in him, and then he will answer our prayer.
那么这边有一个很重要的连接哈。
And there's a very important connection.
因为假如我们明白上帝的话语
，You will understand his word.
我们就更明白上帝的旨意。
We will understand his will.
所以我们祈求的时候呢
，When we pray,
我们不会乱求。
So we will not pray in a wrong motive.
我们不会妄求。
And we will not pray according to our own lust.
我们不会按自己的私欲来求。
Not pray for our own lust.
我们会凭着智慧求。
We will pray with wisdom.
凭着信心求。
And pray with faith.
而且为了神的荣耀来祈求。
And is we pray because for His glory.
好，按照主导文的顺序来祈求。
And we pray for the Lord's prayer.
所以当我们按照上帝的话语教导来祈求的时候。
So we pray according to His word.
我们就是按他的旨意求。
So we pray according to His will.
那我们按他的旨意求的时候呢。
When we pray for according to his will
上帝就会成就他的你的话你的祷告他的话语
he will answer your prayer
好但是有一个先决条件
and there's a one condition
好，罗马书说，弟兄们啊，为神的慈悲劝你们。
And in Romans talk about and beseech therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God,
将身体献上当作活祭
and present your body as a living sacrifice,
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的
holy and acceptable to God,
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
which is reasonable service,
叫你们效不要效法这个世界
and do not be conformed to the world,
只要心意更新而变化
and transformed by the renewal of your mind,
叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意
you may prove that is a good acceptable and perfect will of God.
在祷告蒙上帝垂听之前，也有一个非常重要的条件。
There's a pre-existing condition before our prayer.
除了了解神的旨意之外
，before understand His will，
你是不是一个愿意委身给上帝旨意的人
？Are you willing to sacrifice yourself as a living sacrifice to God？
假如你不愿意委身于上帝的话语的话
，If you're not willing to do that，
你的祷告也是白求。
And your prayer is wasted.
神非常看重我们现在他面前是什么样的一个人。
And God really cares what kind of person we are before Him.
来看我们对他做什么样的祈求。
And then we'll answer according to our prayer.
所以我们的委身要在祷告之前。
And our commitment should be before our prayer.
你若祷告神的旨意，那你必须去行神的旨意。
And if you want to pray according to His will, you have to do according to His will.
我们教会的祷告会哈。
Talk about our church prayer meeting.
过去几个月呢，都是按照圣经的话来祷告。
And we've been praying according to God's word.
主祷文说，我们在天上的父。
And Lord's prayer says, our Heavenly Father.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
So we
Hallowed be
your name. Your name.
Be thy name. 那愿人都尊你的名为圣。我们看到很多人都还没有尊上帝的名为圣。
We do not really honor God's word.
所以我们常常为那些还没有认识神的人祷告。
So we pray for those people who do not know God.
希望他们来认识这一位至圣的上帝。
So they can know this wonderful holy God.
愿你的国降临。
And your kingdom come.
我们也为教会的事工祷告。
And so we pray for the church ministry.
因为像耶稣离世之后。
And when God leaves the earth,
上帝借着教会来行他在世上的工作。
And God's using church to do His will.
所以为教会各样的事工来祷告。
So we need to pray for church ministry.
还有愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And so your word on earth it will be on as heaven.
我们为所有信主的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
So we pray for all the sisters and brothers.
希望他们灵性能够成长。
So their spiritual will have a spiritual growth.
他们更能够按照神的旨意来生活来服事。
They will live according to God's will.
我们也为软弱的弟兄姐妹祈祷。
Pray for the people who are weak.
希望他们身体能够健康。
And so their physical, they will become stronger.
灵性能够健壮。
And their spiritual will become stronger.
能够做更好的见证。
And they'll have a good testimony.
所以当我们为根据神的话来祷告的时候
So we'll pray according to God's word.
我们很有信心。
And so we have faith.
因为知道不是按照我们自己的意思在祈求。
So we're not praying according to our own words.
我们也可以看到上帝答应了很多很多的祷告。
And God has answered many, many prayers.
好，所以住在神的话中跟祷告蒙应允是相当相当重要的连接。
And there's a huge correlation between abiding God's word and prayer.
那第三呢，话语跟结果子的关系。
And God's word and bearing fruit.
常常有人问说，基督徒到底要结什么果子呢
？And people were asked a question: What kind of fruit are our Christian bearing?
好，我给大家提出提摩太后书三章十六节十七节。
So Second Timothy chapter three verse 16.
神的话语跟结果子的关系。
And this is a correlation between God's word and bearing fruits.
说圣经都是神所默示的。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
所以圣经会教训我们。
And God will teach us.
圣经会指责我们。
And will correct us.
圣经会使我们回到正路上来。
And will bring us back to the right direction.
圣经教导我们怎么做一个公义的，过一个公义的生活。
And we can live in a righteous life.
帮我们这个人准备好。
And prepare us.
第十七节叫属神的人得以完全
And for the man of God may be complete
那这个 complete 另外一个是受到很好的装备
And so in other words actually is to fully equipped
预备行各样的善事
And to prepare to do, to do every good work
所以你学神的话语最终的目的是什么
What's your final purpose to study God's word?
从这两节经文你看我们学神的话语最终的目的是什么
What is the final purpose to study God's word?
怎么样？预备好我们成为一个合神心的人，怎么样？预备行 各样的善事。
So thoroughly equipped for every good work.
所以我们查经班不单单只是每天每个礼拜坐下来查经哦。
So for example, a Bible study group, we just not only study God's word.
不单单只是学一些知识哈。
And we're not only just to learn about knowledge.
它是要装备你呀。
And yeah, it's going to equip you.
要改变你啊。
And correct you.
让你成为一个更合神心意的人。
And then to prepare you, equip you.
从你这个为人。
From through your testimony.
做出好的事情来。
And will equip you to do all, every good work.
预备行各样的善事。
And to do every good work.
所以是要有行动的。
So there's action go with it.
那什么是基督徒的好果子的好行为呢？
So what is a good fruit and good action?
我跟大家提出三点哈。
And three areas.
第一个当然就是要有属神的品德。
So we really need to have a good God character.
就是为圣灵的果子。
And so it's the fruit of spirit.
好，说好像仁爱。
That love.
喜乐。
And joy.
和平。
And peace.
忍耐。
And patience.
恩慈。
And kindness.
良善
goodness,
信实
and faithfulness,
温柔
and gentleness,
节制
and discipline.
好，圣灵住在我们里面，要把我们磨成耶稣的样式。
And God's going to mold us just like Christ.
我们要谦卑的去学习。
We need to be try to learn with a humble heart.
那第二个圣经所昭示的果子就是
and second fruit we're talking about
就是引导人相信耶稣
and to lead people to believe in Christ.
这就是所谓救恩的果子。
And so it's a fruit of people's salvation.
希望世界上的人跟上帝的生命连接在一起的时候
and once we connect the people's life with God
他不再空虚
and they will not feel empty inside
不再迷惘
and they will not be lost
他觉得人生有个方向
and they know there's a direction in their life
人生有目标
and there's a purpose
那第三个就是要多行善事
and the last one is a fruit of good works
就是所谓行为的果子
and that talk about our behavior
好不管是救济穷人
and no matter to help the poor
帮助你的邻居
and help your neighbors
在学校里捐献
and to give a donation to school
在教会里参与服事
and to involve in church service
这些都是多行善事
and those are things all fruit of good works
所以基督徒怎么结果子荣耀上帝呢
how do we bear fruit to glorify God
就是爱神爱人有行动有行为
and so love God love people and have an action
好那现在我就跟大家做一个总结
and let's have a conclusion
首先我们要让上帝的话语来喂养我们的饥渴
And we need to have a God's word to feed our hunger.
其中一个非常重要就是要渴慕。
And very important, we have the desire.
渴慕，而且要心意更新而变化。
And we need to have a renew in the spirit of our mind.
就像刚刚罗马书所讲的哈。
It's like a Roman just.
不要效法这个世界。
Do not be conformed by the world.
上帝的话语胜过金子。
And His words is better than gold.
比蜜更甜。
Is sweeter than honey.
它是种子，是雨水。
Is a seed and rain.
是食物。
Is a food.
是大锤。
Is a hammer.
是火。
Is a fire.
是宝剑。
Sharp sword.
是我们的健康。
Is a health.
是我们的生命。
Is our life.
他叫人重生
and he can renew our life
他可以引导人生
and he can guide our life
他可以预备审判
and he can prepare for judgment
预备永生
and prepare for eternity
那我们要从上帝话语呢去明白上帝的心意
and through God's word that we can understand know God's will from God's word
这样子我们的祷告就越能蒙上帝的垂听
so our prayer will be pleasing to him
而且明白圣经的教训按照圣经的教训来生活
and we live according to his teaching
那第三呢让上帝话语是生命流通去结果子
and let God's word to enrich and equip you to bear fruit
我们大家都晓得人只有一生
and we only have everybody only have one life
所以要活出上帝造我的最大的效益
we need to live the most benefit of God's creation
做忠心的管家多结果子
to be a faithful steward and bear much fruit
好我们一起来祷告
let's pray
天父我们谢谢你的话语
Dear Heavenly Father we thank you for your word
这话语里面包罗万象
And through your word, we learn there's so much amazing things.
最重要的，它是一个生命之道。
And it's the word of life.
它使生命不枯干。
And so can enrich our life will never dry up.
它促进我们跟你的关系。
So enhance our relationship with you.
它也帮助我们过一个丰满的人生。
So we can have an abundant life.
让我们经常吃你的话。
When we often eat your word.
细细的咀嚼。
And digest slowly.
去默想。
And to meditate,
让它成为我们生命的一部分。
So can be part of our life.
求主帮助我们每一位。
And help us, every one of us,
都住在你的话语当中上。
To live in your, abide in your word,
能够继续的长进。
And continue to grow.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.